trapped in the soil. Revelation 3. Verse 14, Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
That's enough. If you'll read those books, those chapters in the book of Revelation, all six of those churches, when he started talking to them, he started talking about the God that holds the seven candlesticks being in the midst of them. Are you listening? That one main candlestick coming up. And three off of each side. The seven spirits of God that was manifested in those churches.
Yes, sir.
But if you'll read the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14, that Laodicean church, in which they say we're in the Laodicean church age, you don't see the same statement there. I'm not saying he is, I'm not saying he ain't. He just doesn't say that he's walking. Spirits are being manifested. If you'll go back and read earlier, he said, if you don't repent, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to remove the candlestick.
Sure did.
And I just wonder, Brother Mulry, how close we are to having the candlestick.
Yes.
Look.
Oh, God.
I am a 53. I can remember a time when the spirits of God was manifested in church, when the Word of God was open and John 3:16 was read. You've seen people respond to the Word of God. I don't see that spirit anymore. I don't see it. Not this Laodicean age. I do not see it. And I don't see it in the Bible. I don't even see it in the book of Revelation. Laodicean. Wonder how far we are, how close we are to God just saying, I'm done. I mean, all these ages and all these generations, boy, the Spirit of God is moving and just brooding. Now, all of a sudden, it's different.
Yes, sir.
It's
sure
different,
is.
Right? It's different. Now, I'm saying that because I fear. I say that because I'm scared. I really am. I'm scared. I'm scared for people. I'm scared the time is running out. I don't have time to play games. Either I'm getting in, or my hind ends are getting out. Either get in or get out. They may just get in or get out. The preaching ain't gonna get me out. No, sir.
Sure, yes.
No, preaching ain't gonna get me out. You know what I seen a while ago? I'm done. I just want you to understand, God ain't gonna toy with this thing. You ever seen, I like watching them westerns. Y'all ever seen them go out there and ring that dinner bell? Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, and they just run that rod through that thing. Ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching. That's what happens in my soul. I feel like he's a dinner bell in my soul.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Man, that good Bible. It seems like the Holy Ghost is down on the inside just wearing that thing out, just bringing that thing out. I just, like he said, I get excited. Amen. I know that sounds crazy, but ladies and gentlemen, if you ever pass from death unto life, you'll hear the Holy Ghost ringing your deathbell.
Yes,
amen. So, preacher, what is that? One more time. That's deep calling unto deep. Amen.
Yes,
amen. That's deep calling unto deep. Brother, stir me up. I thank you, brother. Amen. Don't you be no henpecked preacher. Don't you dare listen to your Bible.
Yes.
God. You're done the day you start listening to her.
Yeah.
You ain't preached hard. Amen. I'm going to preach songs. Your God hope preaches me. Amen. I love it.
Yes,
amen. Amen. I grew up under preachers that cuss you out the pulpit. I ain't talking about calling you mule or jackass. I'm talking about they cuss you out, son.
Yes, sir.
I had one, my pastor kicked a woman off the altar and told her he'd beat her donkey and didn't say donkey if she'd come back down there doing that mess again. I sit there and went, God, son, hey, man. What'd she do? She got up and went back to her seat. Hey, man, right there on the altar. So I'll beat your donkey if you come back down here. He didn't say donkey. Hey, man, he said that other word that Amber won't say. He said that one. Hey, man. I said that because, brother, I don't think you're hard. I wish you could hear Carl Lackey preach on makeup. I wish you could hear him preach on children like it. Hey, man, son. Brother Sammy Allen was scared to death of him. He's scared to death of him. He wouldn't let Carl preach. Carl come down there and hang out. Wouldn't let him preach there. Wouldn't let Carl like him preach up here in White Plains, North Carolina. Wouldn't let him preach. He'd give him the Friday night service.
Yeah.
Wasn't worried about who was coming back tomorrow. It was the last service of the meeting. Little Brother Lackey in the pulpit about 8 o'clock, about midnight, Brother Lackey closing. I'm not kidding. About 12 o'clock, Brother Lackey's closing, but he's cussed out everything under the sun. And I'm sitting there as a kid. I love it. Amen. Preach. I like it. Talk about running over 2 or 3 black people on the way to the meeting. Amen. They shouldn't have been out the road. I guess he's right. I don't know. Could have been white. He's just so happy to be black. All right. All right. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what we've heard again once again. Lord, I'm sorry for getting lighthearted here at the end. Dear Lord, we ought to be sober-minded. Vigilant, dear Lord Jesus. I pray, blessed God, that you touch the hearts of these people. Lord, I fear for some of them, dear God. Time might be a running out. God, some of us sit here about half pissed off. Some of us sit here, God, just careless. Some of us sit here, God, in a total other world. Just totally other world, dear God. And hell awaits. While Jesus is a calling, hell awaits. Lord, I fear for some of them, dear Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that you'd help them, Lord, to awaken out of their sleep. Out of their slumber, God, out of their carnality, out of their selfishness, whatever it might be, dear Lord Jesus, they're holding on to, whatever it might be that's a hindrance. I don't know what it is, dear God, that you do. I pray, God, that you just tear them up all to pieces with it. I pray, God, tonight you'd trouble their soul over it. I pray, God, it'd be as if they were laying in a briar patch tonight somewhere, yes. Couldn't find no rest. I pray, God, you'd trouble them. God, I pray that you'd make their food taste bad. I pray, God, that the water wouldn't quench their thirst. I pray, blessed Father, whatever it takes, God, you'd bring them to repentance.
Yes.
I ask you, dear God, tonight you'd save them. Lord, folks get mad, dear God, at some of these things that we might say. God, tonight, if they get born again, praise God, Lord, they'd hug our neck. God,
yes,
thank God for it.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you tonight to do whatever is necessary, Lord, to bring folks to repentance in this congregation, Lord.
Yes,
I before it's everlasting too late, dear God.
God help
us. I pray, God, that you touch Brother Dale tonight, Lord, touch his mind, get him ready for tomorrow, Lord, to preach your word, whatever
yes,
you want. We love you and we thank you for what you've done for us in these few days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.